Next week, a company in the California desert will try to send a person into space. If all goes well, the vehicle called Spaceship One will soar to the edge of the atmosphere before gliding back down. It's a private space flight from a company called Scaled Composites, which is part of a competition. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports on the drive for the X Prize.
Spaceship One is the brainchild of aeronautics entrepreneur Burt Rutan. In 1986, his elegant Voyager aircraft was the first to fly around the world without refueling. Rutan is working in secret for the upcoming test flight, but he's given the occasional tour of his aircraft hangar. Mark Lewis, an aerospace engineer at the University of Maryland, visited a couple months ago.
Burt Rutan's company is really a remarkable place. The first thing you notice is there's activity everywhere. There are people climbing around airplanes. There are airplanes in every corner.
In the middle was Spaceship One, a rocket plane about the size of an oversized car. It begins flight strapped to the belly of another airplane, then disconnects, fires a rocket engine, and heads up. In May, Spaceship One reached an altitude of 40 miles. On Monday, the goal will be 60 miles. Lewis says the view should be pretty great.
Spaceship One especially flies like a bat out of hell. When that engine lights off, it climbs pretty quickly. So the pilot is going to see the ground blown away at a very, very impressive rate. The altitude that they're flying to will basically be a dark sky. They'll be looking down on a very distant Earth.
Do you think it'll work?
Oh, I think Spaceship One has a very good chance of working.
The project is being bankrolled by billionaire Paul Allen, who co-founded Microsoft. Mark Lewis says sending someone to high altitude isn't so hard. What's new here is that it's being attempted by a small company. The X Prize promises $10 million to anyone who sends a crew of three people up and repeats the feat within 2 weeks. The reward expires at the end of the year. Over two dozen teams have drawn up plans for vehicles, teams from Israel, Russia, Romania, Argentina, the UK, and Canada.
Right now I'm in Toronto in Canada, and I'm sitting one floor above the rocket. I can see the tail of it sticking out there now.
Brian Feeney organized what's called the Da Vinci Project. It's staffed entirely by volunteers, and Feeney says the first flight could happen this summer. A high-altitude balloon will carry the rocket to 80,000 feet, then the rocket will cut loose and ignite.
And we climb accelerating for about 75 seconds to just under Mach 4.
So you're actually going to send someone up in this thing the first time?
That would be me.
Oh, you're going to do it?
Absolutely.
Are you a pilot?
I've got about 25 hours of flight in light aircraft, but no, I'm not a card-carrying licensed pilot.
Some proposals seem to be based more on hope than solid engineering. The XPRIZE committee recently rejected a particularly optimistic proposal that counted on tapping hidden energy in the vacuum of space. Funding has been hard to come by in general. Randa Milliron with Inner Orbital Systems says her team has had to get by with less than $500,000 over 8 years. Even so, she plans to launch from the sea.
We went to the ocean because of freedom, basically. Launching from conventional spaceports is hideously expensive. A startup company cannot even think about doing that. We will get to space sooner or later. We can't give you an exact date.
John Carmack, who helped develop the video games Doom and Quake, is backing another project called Armadillo Aerospace. Its website describes the staff as a bunch of guys, a girl, and an armadillo named Widget. Mark Lewis, the engineer who checked out Spaceship One in California, says vacations in space are a long way off. Even Spaceship One won't be going nearly fast enough to reach orbit. To do that, Lewis says, would require 70 times more energy than it has.
So this is not going to lead immediately to space tourists flying up to the space station on private rocket ships or anything like that. But it's clearly we can see an evolutionary path where private companies can start thinking about building and then ultimately building craft that can carry people into space.
If all goes as planned, Spaceship One will just poke its nose into space, then gravity will quickly pull it back to Earth. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
Photos of XPRIZE entrants are at npr.org.